Welcome everyone, I'm Absalom Shakur, and this is the Hypocrite Sidewalk Theologian Podcast. Thank you for joining me today. Today I'm talking about an experience that I had with a rabbi, conversation. My question was concerning Deuteronomy 6:4, which is known as the Great Confession of Israel. From what I understand, it's probably the most important prayer in Judaism, which is, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one." Now, in Hebrew, it says, "Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad." All right? Now, the word of interest here is, today is the word one. The Lord is one. And according to Moses, or Moshe, he used the word Echad here. Now, Echad is one word in the Hebrew language used to say one. And Yachid is another word. So the distinction between the two is Yachid is similar to the Greek Septuagint Monogenes. Monogenes was also used of Abraham's son Isaac at the slaughter. He was Abraham's only son, or is he also used of Christ in the New Testament, is the Monogenes, the only begotten son of the Father. And so Yachid is similar to that. So that's a word that represents the only begotten, the only one, one solitude, that's it and that's all. Now, Echad is also a word for one, but it's normally used to refer to a collection of things as one, or more than one thing coming together to form one. In the book of Genesis, we have the scripture that says, "Man shall leave his father and his mother, and shall be joined together with his wife, and together they shall be one." Together they shall be Yachid. Is that what he reads in scripture? They shall be absolutely, totally one. That's it and that's all. Solitude, monogenes. It says they shall be Echad. They shall be one. The two of them together shall be one. Paul even found this to be a mystery himself, as far as what does it specifically means by the oneness between the man and the woman that they share. But it is a oneness. And so my question to the rabbi, and I don't remember his name at this time, it was about 20 years ago. My question to the rabbi was, did Moses intentionally communicate Yahweh to be a plural being, a pluralistic being? And it seems to be so. Now, of course, I don't know if you guys understand what the article of majesty is, but we find that to be used in the early parts of in the beginning of Genesis, where it says Elohim is, you know, created the heavens and earth. It's not the plural, saying that God's created, that there are multiple gods. No, but that form of majesty is being used, whereas God is speaking of himself and his entire court. But not here, not in the Echad reference that Moses is used. So it's not that Moses didn't have the availability of another word to use in lieu of Echad, because he did. So when I asked the rabbi, why didn't Moses communicate God as a monogenes, an absolute, that's it and that's all, why did he use a word that communicates more than one entity or thing coming together to form one thing? And you know what he told me? His best scholarly response to me was that because Moses was raised in Pharaoh's court, he was raised as an Egyptian and learned the Egyptian language first. He probably had learned Hebrew second or third. And he hadn't had the opportunity to get a good handle on the Hebrew language. And he didn't know that he had access to the word Yaqid. And Moses being the man, he made an error. Now, out of all the rabbis that I've debated, out of all the rabbis that I've sat down and took tea with, and, you know, had hour-long dialogues with, I've never ran into one to speak down on Moshe in any way, fashion, or form, the way that this guy did. But anyhow, so this is what—that's what my concern was with this rabbi. I just wanted to share that with you guys. That I believe that Moses does communicate God to be a pluralistic being. He is one at the same time. It still represents. I'm losing my train of thought here. It's still in the same manner and completeness, let me say it this way, that it does. I believe that this is the Trinity represented here in the Shema, the most important prayer in Israel's history, because Moses had the opportunity to use a different word, the word Yaqid, but he didn't. So we could actually read the Shema to say, Hear, O Israel, the Lord, our God, the Lord is Echad, more than one, coming together to form one. All right. So that you can take that little jewel with you. And like I said, don't always take the things that I say as absolute truth, even though that I believe that they are correct. But go and research them for yourselves. And when you do diligence, you should come up with the same examples that I came up with as well. Until next time, it is the hypocrite, the sidewalk theologian, Absalom Shakur. Stay blessed.